keep those things that are uniquely suited to you, those quirks, keep them within you. And it's wild to see as you navigate the embracing of loving your quirks, how much easier it becomes to be liked for who you are.
Identify the narrative that is keeping you from liking yourself, because that is likely what's keeping you from recognizing the people who do like you, being able to acknowledge the people who like you and say they like you.
Most of us are looking for hope, answers to the madness, certainty that we'll be okay, and someone safe to help guide us through the most challenging parts of our lives. In a world that's changing and evolving every single day, where chaos, uncertainty, and cycles we never chose wreak havoc on our lives, it's easy to feel lost, hopeless, and scared of what the future will hold.
Evolve Ventures is here to provide that hope, direction, and data-driven strategies to growth-minded human beings just like you every Monday and Thursdays, where each new episode is filled with vulnerable stories, interesting lessons, and simple tools you can use that will help you evolve into the person you were always meant to be. My name is Emilia.
And I'm Bianca.
And as the co-founders of Evolve Ventures, we are so grateful to be a part of your evolution. Let's get into it.
Hey, everybody. It's Bianca.
And it's Emilia.
Welcome to another episode of Evolve Ventures, where we are helping growth-minded humans evolve by breaking one limiting belief at a time. We hope you enjoyed the last episode, number 286, How to Ease Your Anxiety. For today, 287, Motivation Monday, How to Be More Likable. I think a lot of us, and that's honestly why I wanted to make sure that we did this episode, a lot of us struggle feeling like we are likable. We struggle believing that other people like us. We struggle believing that we're enough, that we're lovable, that we matter. And I can say that as confidently as I do because I talk to a lot of you, you know, a lot of you listening. I've had the pleasure of getting to talk to you guys. I've had the pleasure of seeing, you know, over 300 clients that I've worked with over the last couple of years, and just people like friends of mine and family and whatever. You know, Emma, I know you've had this experience too. We talk to so many people, and this is a common pattern that so many of us experience. You know, we don't feel likable. We're worried about our likability. We're concerned about how others view us. And so what we're going to be doing in this Motivation Monday to pump you up and get you ready for your week is give you some tools and some really simple tools on how to be more likable. And now this might be a little bit different than previous content that you've heard with other content creators or influencers or whoever else, some of their feedback. This one is a little bit more targeted and a little bit more based on the clinical data. So there is backing to it. There's research into this. We've done it too, so we know that it works.
Anything you want to add before I dive in to the first one?
Let's get into it. Happy Monday, y'all.
Happy Shamonday. Number one of the biggest things that keeps us from being likable is the fact that we don't like ourselves. And we are dealing with really harmful inner narratives of why other people don't like us, of why they might not like us, of all of the things that are wrong with us. And when you don't like you, how are you going to show up in a way that other people are able to like you? And more than that, because that's not kind of fully true, right? I didn't used to like myself, but other people liked me a lot. I didn't believe it. And that's where that phrase, like, if you don't love yourself, how can you love somebody else? Or how can someone else love you if you don't love you? That's kind of where this comes into play. If you don't like yourself, someone telling you they like you, someone telling you they love you, it's not going to seep in because you don't believe it. You believe you're inherently flawed. You believe that there's something wrong with you. And so you're less likely to actually believe what they're saying. So number one, identify the narrative that is keeping you from liking yourself, because that is likely what's keeping you from recognizing the people who do like you,
Right.
Being able to acknowledge the people who like you and say they like you, or it's keeping you from being able to attract other people in your life who could like you, who could love you, who could want more of you in their life.
Facts. Facts. I mean, well said. I think that at the end of the day, this is something that...
Thank you.
Bow to the people in the back. I think that we get so caught up with this likability component, especially, you know, we've talked to our community and tend to fall on more of the like overly doing this at the expense of even learning how to like ourselves. And then we get caught up in the narrative of like liking things that other people like about us way too much than we actually love and like ourselves. And that's an unwinnable game too. So number two, I am all about, unless you've got anything left to say on that one.
Nah, man, it's all you.
Okay. Number two, all about.
Sorry.
Well, man, is owning your quirks. We've talked about this in, I want to say it was like last month, we had a great episode that came out that talked about owning who the heck you are and really doing that in a way that honored this truth, which is becoming more likable is an irony in and of itself. Because if you try and you try and you try to be likable in a way that other people determine at the expense of this, aka your quirks, you no longer become that authentic version of you. And then you build likability in an arena that's not sustainable. So Bianca in a past episode talked about her laugh and talked about her journey with that and how that's a quirk of her. What did I talk about in terms of a quirk of my personality?
Rainbows and dragons. Rainbows. And rocket ship.
And just like deep, deep conversations. So like the little things that make you you are those quirks of your personality. If you were to take out, wouldn't be able to be liked by other people. They would just be pretty much liking the shell of you, right? So keep your quirks in you and keep them radiating. There's nothing worse than meeting someone where I can tell first meeting them that they've had all of their quirks essentially stomped out of them because they've been trying to play that unwinnable game of being liked at the expense of liking themselves. And when one of the most meaningful and impactful things is like in my work and our work is helping people realize like how likable they truly are, even if they're weird, even if they're quirky, like we're all weird, we're all quirky, but all have our own little nuances about our personalities. And it's a matter of how much have we been taught to embrace that and really love on that and like not give a flying, you know what, for the people who maybe don't really like that. Because if they don't deserve to be around you and they don't deserve to be in your life. And let's just be real. If I didn't laugh at Bianca's quirky laugh, it just wouldn't work. And if she didn't respect my rainbow obsession, then, you know, it just wouldn't work. So keep those things that are uniquely suited to you, those quirks, keep them within you. And it's wild to see as you navigate the embracing of loving your quirks, how much easier it becomes to be liked for who you are. Have you ever found yourself wishing that you could find other growth-minded people? Feeling stuck and alone because the people around you aren't on the same path as you? Trust me, we have been there before, and that is why we created this free live virtual event called Out of the Mud, hosted on the last Wednesday of every single month. We do not miss. This event we designed is created to be that safe space so that you can hear new ideas, take away simple, tangible tools, and connect with those other people that are just like you, you've been looking and searching for your entire life, maybe, without, though, the pressure of needing to engage, turning on your camera, or worrying about the judgment. We hope we see you there. And what's really cool too is that every single month is different. So don't miss out on the next topic that we'll be talking about this month. No two are the same. We'll see you there.
We love the quirks in other people, but yet we tell ourselves that we're not supposed to have them. It's just like vulnerability. Everyone else is supposed to have it, and it's amazing in you, but it's shameful and bad in me, and I can't have it. It's like, we love
paradox.
The quirks. The quirkiness is what makes you who you are. And how is anyone supposed to like you if you don't like you, if you're hiding these really significant components of you. And this ties into number three, stop trying to be liked by the wrong people. I'm screaming at my younger self saying this with all the love. I am embracing her. I'm squeezing the shit out of her. And I'm saying, stop trying to get them to like you.
Yeah.
I spent my entire childhood, my entire adolescence, honestly, up until I met Amelia and Alan and Kevin, trying to get certain types of people to like me because I deemed them better than me.
Yeah.
Those were the good people. And I wanted them to like me. I wanted them to validate me because if they validated me, then it meant I was enough. Then it meant I was significant. Then it meant I was, insert my limiting belief here, whatever the opposite of that would be.
Yeah.
Instead of finding my tribe.
Yeah.
Finding the people who are going to love me because I am me, not because I'm hiding parts of me trying to be something that I'm not.
Mm.
There is nobody that's better than you. And I really want to make sure that I say that. Nobody's better than you that you need to win the approval of them. The only people that are, how do I say this? You don't need to win people's favor because they are in some way superior to you. You need to win your own favor, and the right people will be attracted to you because of that.
Right. The sentiment on find your tribe is so critical to really like let sink in. And I know it's easy to intellectually have that sink in, but emotionally sinking that in and then strategizing to make that happen is absolutely critical. And I have a woman who we interviewed for our internship program that I have in mind right now, who when we were going through the interview process, we were asking her about herself. And it was more in a creative role, kind of the internship program was around creative work, bringing that into the impact that we have here at Evolve Ventures. And I remember hearing her just talk about her past projects, and B, I'm pretty sure you were on the call too. She was talking about her past projects and you could just see her light up with her portfolio and what she was talking about. And then we had talked to her, you know, why Evolve? Like what attracts you to Evolve? And what is your story? And she got sharing around how, you know, her quirkiness and her weirdness, for lack of a better word, is given the age that she was really difficult to navigate through because of the fact that it is so much easier and so much socially reinforced to get that validation and trying to be liked by the people that are popular or the people that have this or the people that are like this. And my heart just went out for her because I could see how that constant kind of need and lack of having people in her life that really encouraged her not to do that actually had her dousing out her own quirks at the expense of getting that approval and getting that likability from these circle of people that just quite frankly would not be great for her. And though they might like her, it would be only at the expense of her dimming her own light. And so that was really interesting to see and hear. And it definitely illuminated so many past journeys that I've been on and how easy it is to get caught up, especially if you're maybe, you know, in high school, in grade school, if you're in college, or if you're in a new job, how easy it is to let that social conditioning just navigate. Like, I want to get this approval from this group because then I'll fit in. And how important it is to not let that come at the expense of your quirks. When you are on your path to finding your tribe, it is in keeping these quirks a part of you, and your tribe will find you. And it's not letting yourself give up until they are attracted into your life by those things that make you uniquely you, and just embracing the hell out of that, just like Bianca had done, right? Don't give up on yourself. We won't give up on you. You are more likable than you could even imagine. And sometimes it just is getting people around you that can help you realize that. And that can be a blessing when you do have that in your life. So let us be those people for you.
And embrace your inner freak, inner quirk, all the quirks, all the things that you're afraid of. Someone will love you for it.
I often say on our team meetings, let's get weird. And it's like one of the things that like, it's just fun because at the end of the day, we're already weird. So there's no getting here. It's just like a matter of embracing. Exactly. Exactly. So my episode suggestion for everyone that wants to continue this journey of being more likable in a way that doesn't put you on the end of expense is 267 Motivation Monday, 3 ways to make friends. And this is, again, within a holistic, aligned way that doesn't put you on the short end of the stick, if you will. Bianca, what's yours?
258, why do I keep boxing up my emotions? If you are looking for people who are going to love you, who are going to embrace your inner weirdo, love all your quirks, help you to build that sense of lovability within yourself, we have so many opportunities here at Evolve Ventures. One of them is the Evolve Ventures Society. It's an amazing, amazing, amazing group of people who are probably very similar to you, who are their own quirky, their own weird, on their own personal development journey. And what we have coming up is the second round of group coaching, where you will likely meet 9 other people from the community. And in there, you will learn how to love all of yourself. If that is something you're interested in, please DM us or go to our website, avonventurestech.com, and all of the information will be there. All right, everybody, go crush your week, and we'll see you next time.
Bye, everybody. Everyone. We know firsthand how important it is to have a safe space with people who support and celebrate your evolution. That's why we created our free live virtual event called Out of the Mud that we host the last Wednesday of every single month, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so that while you venture into new territories of your growth, you can get in a room with others who are too. Extraordinary topics with evolved people. That's what this event is all about. What's great too is that you don't even need to have your camera or mic on. You can just listen in. Click the link in the show notes to register for the next topic to kickstart your growth.
Be on the lookout for our IG Lives that we host every Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is a place where you can connect with us live and in a fun, lighthearted way. We are also in the process of rolling out group coaching and online courses, and these are sure to help you evolve into a greater version of yourself.
If this episode resonated with you, or you heard something you know will help you evolve, please share it with someone you love and care about, team members across the world, or someone who you believe deeply could benefit from joining this discussion.
This content is intended for information purposes only. It is not a substitute for professional counseling or psychotherapy, medical advice, diagnoses, or treatment, and does not constitute medical or other professional advice. Names and identifiable personal details mentioned in respective podcast episodes and stories may have been changed to protect personal privacy and identity.